following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Hey there, Stephen Luke here with you as we close out the first full work week of 2021. It was going by pretty fast, and then Wednesday happened, and then it just seemed like it dragged on forever to this point. But at any rate, happy Friday, especially a happy Friday for Padres fans holding out hope of seeing their team in person this season, but not so much for 16-year-olds hoping to take the driving test. And I'll have more on both those stories in just a moment. Do want to start with some breaking news overnight out of Washington, D.C., where the Capitol Police Department announced one of their officers died as a result of injuries sustained while struggling with the protesters and extremists who stormed the Capitol Wednesday. So his name was Brian Sicknick. The officer apparently returned to his division officer after all that chaos and collapsed. He was taken to the hospital, and then he died last night. So more details to follow as the day goes on. We do know more lawmakers are calling for the rioters to be prosecuted and for President Trump to accept responsibility for what happened. Well, the president so far hasn't done that. Yesterday, for the first time, he did condemn the riot, also acknowledging the beginning of the Biden administration, something he really hadn't done. Still, pressure is growing for the vice president, Mike Pence, to invoke the 25th Amendment and effectively end the president's term as soon as possible. So you know there's going to be a lot more about this as the day goes on. And of course, you know we're going to be following it for you on NBC7.com. Let's talk about some local news as mayors, city council members, county supervisors, and all of the other government leaders that sit on that huge SANDAG board are all going to be meeting virtually with county health and human services officials to dive into the COVID-19 vaccine distribution strategy and schedule. In a nutshell, they're wondering, how do we speed things up? Because as of the last update here, at least 120,000 doses had been delivered to San Diego County, but a little more than 50,000 had only been given out. Maybe you've heard the county has already opened up vaccination eligibility to about 500,000 people, including everyone in healthcare, including pharmacies, urgent care clinics, and dental offices. So there's people waiting in the wings. Just got to get it going faster. 47 new COVID-related deaths reported Thursday. That means there have been 140 deaths announced just since Monday. Here's the age breakdown, if you're interested in that, just from yesterday's number. 25 of those were individuals who were over the age of 70, 14 of them in their 60s, 2 in their 50s, 2 in their 40s. We understand all of them did have underlying medical conditions. So 3,850 new cases announced Thursday. That's an 11% positivity rate. If you've followed these numbers, you can put that into perspective and know what that means. But here's really the critical metric in all of this, ICU capacity, right? Because at the end of the day, that's what they're saying starts to affect other people who don't have a choice in all of this. Maybe if you've got a heart condition or something where you're having to go to the hospital and there's no beds because of all the COVID patients. So anyway, back to it. 16%, that's the capacity that is open in San Diego County right now. You may be wondering, what does that even mean? Well, that's 40 ICU beds across San Diego County that are staffed and immediately available. It's a fluid number. It fluctuates all the time, but gives you an idea of where we're at. In recent weeks, by the way, that the number of beds has gone as low as 32. This morning, the CDC is out with new findings about how much of the coronavirus spread is actually being done by people who don't even know they have it, and it's a ton. Using mathematical modeling, the CDC finding 35% of COVID-19 spread is from people who are contagious before they develop symptoms, 24% attributed to people who are truly asymptomatic and never develop symptoms. So this means when you add those two groups together, 60% of the spread coming from people who don't have any symptoms. People who need to take their behind-the-wheel driving tests, and these would be probably mostly 16-year-olds, right, who've waited their entire life for this moment and are now going to have to wait a little bit longer. The California DMV just announced they are suspending the in-person tests until at least February 1st. This is the third time the DMV has now pushed back suspension dates in the month of January. Let's talk about your Friday forecast with Sheena. Hey, good morning, Sheena. Happy Friday.
Good Friday morning. We have another round of dense fog near the coast to end out the week. So be careful driving, low beams on. Keep your distance between yourself and the car in front of you. We will see gradual clearing at the coast today. with high temperatures in about the mid to upper 60s for the inland valleys. We'll be right around about 73 degrees and mostly sunny. But if you are at the coast, high surf continues. The high surf advisory continues through Tuesday. So remember, dangerous rip currents. Wave heights today will be 4 to 7 feet with some sets near 9 feet. And as we head across the weekend, the surf will be staying high. Your weekend forecast looks good. Expect sunny skies through the afternoon hours. For the coast, this weekend will be around 70 degrees both days. Inland valleys will be in the mid-70s both days. Mountains this weekend will be in the mid to low 50s. And deserts will be in the low 70s. Stephen?
Sheena, thanks. MTS rates could soon be going up, but before it happens, you get to weigh in. SANDAG, MTS, and the North County Transit District hosting virtual public meetings to try and get some input on these proposed changes. The current plan is to up monthly fares for adults from $73 to $75, and then to go from $23 to $24 for youth, seniors, disabled, and Medicare riders. There are 3 virtual meetings coming up. The first one Saturday, tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning, then next Tuesday at 1, and then next Wednesday, the final one at 6 o'clock. Finally, anticipation is really building around the Padres in the upcoming baseball season. They should be pretty good based on a bunch of the signings that we've heard about. The question is, will you actually get to experience any of this in person at Petco Park? Well, some good news here. The organization says they're hopeful to have between 8,500 and 10,000 fans there in person in the stands for the home opener on April 1st. Who's going to get priority? Well, it's going to go to season ticket holders. That makes sense, reasonable. But as the season goes on, the Padres do expect they'll be able to slowly increase the amount of people that are allowed inside Petco Park. And you know if they're winning, that is going to be a hot ticket, and hopefully they will be when that comes around. Something to look forward to, right? Hope you have a really great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.